It was a slow morning as a trio of Red Cross volunteers manned a distribution location at the Gulf Breeze Rec Center. Robert French is a volunteer from Joplin, Missouri.
There's about 80 Red Cross workers down here helping out, and we've got these herbs and trucks, and we're going around some central locations like here and distributing food and having people come in. And we're also going house to house.
French has been in the area for a few days and has been helping distribute food and other supplies for people with flooded homes.
Now, yesterday, we went down one street. I had a 26-foot truck, and we had it loaded. And we drove to the end because every house had all that piles of what was left of their homes in front. And we started telling the people. We emptied that 26-foot truck, and the street was only about 3 blocks long. We didn't do any of the side streets, so we keep going back to these places. Everything, we have the cleaning materials like this. We had tarps. We got rakes. We got brooms. We got shovels. We had some snacks. We don't have snacks today. That truck will be down here later. But we've got everything people need to try to get cleaned up.
There is still a great deal of flooding and standing water in the city of Gulf Breeze. City Manager Buzz Eddy says there's now about 15 pumps operating nonstop to try and drain the water. He says it's been a slow process.
It's very slow going. It's we estimate that in some of the areas, if you just take a limited part of Gulf Breeze and just do the acreage calculation and 22 inches of rain, and you get 250 million gallons of water. It's hard to pump all that out, even through our stormwater systems and through auxiliary pumps that we've brought in.
There has been a pump on Sunset Drive operating nonstop almost since the day of the storm. Eddie says that's an important location.
And, you know, people have asked us, how come you're pumping out of a park when our houses are flooded? Well, that area drains, the houses drain to it, and you really can't, you won't do much good pumping around it. You got to get that out of there.
And there's been some unrest about locations of some of the pumps. Eddie says he's been hearing from the people.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, it's completely understandable. They're frustrated, angry, tired, you know, all that. And that leads to being concerned. And we understand completely. And we just want them to know we're working as hard as we can to alleviate the problems.
Back at the Red Cross distribution site at the rec center, there was a truck filled with cleanup kits. Volunteer Robert French opened up one and went through the contents.
We've got masks, scrub brushes, bags, sprayers, soap, Comet, brushes, all of this cleaning material, bags. So everything that you could need to help you get started at least.
And French says the Red Cross will continue to distribute the kits as well as food and water for as long as the supplies hold up. Bob Barrett, WWF News.